Welcome to Living a Simple Life with a Back Porch View. Thanks for stopping by. Grab a glass of lemonade, pull up a rocker, and join me for conversations about living the simple life. Go ahead, get comfortable and settle in for a good visit. It's time to relax and enjoy.
Measure enough? Is it when our savings account is stuffed to overflowing? Is it when we need to buy a bigger house because we have to have more closet space for shoes and clothes? Is it when our paychecks double and the cost of living is cut in half? I'm guilty of using the phrase, it's not enough, all too often in my life. There's not enough money. There's not enough time. There's not enough, well, you fill in the blank. We seem to have the mentality that we need an overabundance of something in order to make it worth our while. When in reality, what we really need is just enough to serve our needs. Everyone has their own idea of what enough is. But if you look around, your enough is much different than the person next to you. A homeless person considers a meal in their stomach enough. It's sheer luxury to them to have a real roof over their heads instead of a tree limb or a cardboard box. Enough is as good as a feast if you have food to eat. A young couple with a new child feels it's enough if they can just pay the electric bill this month. Last month, they weren't so fortunate. If there ever is any extra, the thought of buying something for themselves is unheard of. Instead, all extras go toward the care of their child. Enough is as good as a feast if you have money to pay the bills. The person who just lost a loved one would consider it enough if they could have their loved one back, even for just a few minutes. A parent whose child is missing would give up every material possession they own just to have their child safe at home. And there are those out there who have no one to walk by their side. They're all alone in the world. Their family is gone, friends who have moved away, or they're possibly in a hospital or nursing home with few to no visitors except staff. A kind and friendly face willing to sit down for a visit would be as good as a feast to them. It often amazes me how we seem to pass up some of the best things in life because it doesn't measure up to our definition of enough. A handful of snap beans doesn't make it worth our while because it won't be enough for dinner. I say, snap them anyway and have at least a bite or two. I can't have that because I don't have enough money. My advice is to take a good look at what you want and figure out how to make something similar with what you have on hand or things you can scavenge. I can't tell you how many things these hands of mine have made because I've created something I wanted because our money always seems to run short. The true definition of enough is when you realize that whatever you have is plenty, if not more than enough. When you are truly grateful for what you do have, you find you have a full life. When you worry more about what you don't have, you end up placing yourself in chains as a slave to material things. This Thanksgiving, I ask you to stop for a moment and count your blessings. Ponder what it would be like if you lost just half of it. Would you go hungry? Would you still have clothes on your back? Think about losing even more. Then consider the possibility of losing everything. When you do, you'll see that enough really is as good as a feast, and that what you have today really is all you need. When you truly think about your possessions, your loved ones, and your life, what it would mean to be without them, It brings you a whole new perspective to mind. Hopefully, it will also bring your heart to a point of deep gratitude for what you do have. And maybe, just maybe, you'll stress less over what you don't have. And once you reach that point, you will know and fully understand what it means by enough is as good as a feast. May you have a blessed feast laid before you this Thanksgiving. If you want to learn more about living a simple life, just visit my website at www.thefarmwife.com. If you're enjoying listening to these podcasts, you can support the show by clicking the support button in the show notes. When you do, you'll be helping me continue bringing you fun and helpful ideas for living the simple life you love. If you have questions or just want to stop in for a visit, you can do that through email at thevirtualporch@gmail.com. And be sure to subscribe. You don't want to miss a single conversation. I'll be sitting on the porch every Monday morning waiting for your visit. Thanks again for stopping in. I'll see you next week on Living a Simple Life with the Back Porch View. And while you're waiting for the next episode, grab that glass of refreshment, pull up a rocker, and sit back for a while. It's time to relax and enjoy.